I did not have an email from Armstrong.
Good evening, everyone, and we appreciate everybody being here this evening. Welcome to the September 20th regular meeting of Moreville City Council. We will begin this evening with prayer, and we have with us Pastor Brad Hughes from Moreville Baptist Church.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for your steadfast love in a world that is changing by the day and even by the moment. We're comforted that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, I just thank you and praise you today that you're sovereign over all the events of this world. And when it seems like it is chaotic, we're comforted to know that you're in control. And so I pray, Lord, for your blessing upon this city council meeting tonight. I thank you, Lord, for these community leaders. And I pray, Lord, your blessing of wisdom on each one. May you give them, Lord, not only thoughts from you, but also a spirit of unity, a spirit of harmony, a spirit of peace. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Pastor. Appreciate you being here and for your service to our community. On behalf of the roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Hanworth.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Boyd.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes of the September 7th meeting. May we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move.
Mr. Larson moves.
I'll second.
Mr. Spears seconds.
Spears?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Do I abstain?
Yeah, that's fine.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Thank you. I did not check my email prior to our meeting. I don't believe we have any public comments scheduled.
No, we do not.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So we have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move on to our committee reports, and we'll begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to take a few moments and go over a couple, I guess I would call it good news, some good things that we have going on at the park. So the Parks and Rec Committee has not met. We do not have a report. However, we do have a meeting scheduled for October 11th. And I wanted to confirm the time, because we talked about that last meeting. I believe we had set up 7 p.m. Is that still what we're...
That was the time that we had put out there. The 7 p.m. work for most people involved. We know it's right after utilities board, so there might be some overlap there.
Good. Okay. So that will be our next scheduled meeting. I do want to hit on a couple notes real briefly here. 2021 Fall Festival is scheduled for October 23rd. And there's basically two components to that. One is a car cruise-in. We did that last year and had roughly 60 cars there, so we're going to do that again this year from 1 to 4. There is no cost for anybody to participate in that. The second component is the trunk or treat that we did last year up by Heller Hall. The American Legion basically stepped in and ran that for us, and they did a great job. So we're going to do the same thing this year. We're going to add the Northwest Trail, which is right behind the Boy Scouts cabin there, right by Heller Hall. We're going to have that open for really basically the first night will be October 23rd. So we're looking forward to that. I also want to invite all of the citizens to come out to the Park Comprehensive Planning Meeting, which is Thursday, September 30th. That is at Schmidt Hall from 5 to 8. We will try to get more information out and make that more known on Facebook for all the citizens. That is our opportunity that if you have ideas or if you have input on what you'd like to see at the park, we ask that you come out and give us that input. That will be part of our comprehensive plan moving forward. We're doing that comprehensive plan so we can secure more grant money as well. So I would invite everybody to come out. And then the last thing that I'll touch on, basically three new trails or three heavily renovated trails in the park system. And the first one being Gateway, we all know of the Gateway project. That came through a large donation and also some grant money. We're looking to do possibly a ribbon cutting on October 23rd. That's not finalized. We'll get more details out on that. But we're working with the Orville Development Foundation and some other members there to get that finalized. It looks great. We're starting to get some grass growing on the hills there, which everybody, I think, is excited about. And then the last two, the Storybook Trail at our wetlands complex, that is completed at this point. The posts are in. And I would just say the city employees, I think I mentioned this last time, but they did a phenomenal job putting those posts in and really making it a nice trail through there. I did have a compliment from someone that said they can actually get their son, who's in a wheelchair, through that entire trail. They were extremely happy with that. So, again, kudos to Ryan Immel and Mr. Wheeler and Eric Siegley and his team on that. So we're looking at October 8th. That also is getting finalized. That is a Friday, and Daphne and the library team will be doing the ribbon cutting there. So more to come on that. And then the last one is just that Northwest Trail that we talked about earlier with the Fall Fest. That'll be October 23rd. If you haven't been out to that trail, it is cleared at this point, and the city is going to put down some of the double ground mulch that is no cost to us because we already have access to it. So again, that came from a grant. Free mulch and a grant, that's a pretty good win for us to clear that out. So for having no report, that is my report, sir.
So my understanding, there's a park planning committee on the 30th of September. Then we have the Storybook Trail, the dedication or opening of that on October 8th. The Gateway ribbon cutting on October 23rd. And the Fall Festival on October 23rd. So I think that's the busiest period our park has had since the softball tournament that I'm aware of. And that's all stuff I don't think we were even planning much at the beginning of the year. So tremendous team effort there, and appreciate your work on that too, Mr. Handwerk. And hopefully we'll be able to get the word out of those improvements that have been made in our community. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
And then we'll move on to our Utilities Committee. Mrs. Foy, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report tonight. Actually, I have no report tonight.
Okay. No ribbon cuttings or dedication. Okay. All right. Very good. Ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met. Therefore, I have no report.
All right. Thank you. Our Transportation Committee. Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. I just have a couple of things. I met with Dan, our city engineer, last Friday. We're kind of in the pre-phases of trying to figure out which streets to make our priorities for next year. We have an unofficial list. Obviously, once we do a couple drive-throughs, talk to a couple ward councilmen, we would like to kind of fine-tune that list and then have our next transportation committee. So I'm just asking, as far as council goes, if there's, you know, a street or something that you feel that needs attention, which I know Crown Hill is a big one right now. That one is going to get overlaid. We're just waiting for the water department to do their part, right? Up there on High Street. So High Street, we're looking for the water department to finish their holes so we could go over and give them the full overlay.
That's actually part of the OPWC project, so they're already here. They're working on other streets, and they'll be over there as soon as they get done with what they're doing there, when the water department finishes.
Yeah, so I would say if it's not done in a month, then we have some issues.
Yeah.
Long story short, if there's any streets that we need to get on the radar next year that needs attention, please let the committee know so we can jump on that. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
And thank you as well. We had a good question and answer sheet that went out from the city earlier this week, talking about questions and answers, common questions with the new cameras being purchased. So appreciate your work on that project, as well as the city putting that information out. That was really good. And we need to keep in mind that kind of approach, I think, for future decisions and project. I thought that was a good approach, and we can utilize that more. So appreciate everybody's work on that, too.
Yeah, and like I said, Chief and Steve and Kirsten, I know they did an awesome job at getting that together. I guess that was definitely a proactive approach. So Yes. Yeah, so they didn't call us Big Brother. That was our goal.
And apparently people read it because my daughter was telling me all the things that were in there. So I was like, oh my gosh.
So it's definitely a big time team effort.
Very good. Thank you. Nice work on that to everybody. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight. Right.
Thanks very much. And our Planning Committee, Mrs. Woodburn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thanks much. Do you want to know by chance when the next Design Review Board meeting is? Has that happened already this month?
I don't think we had one.
There was not one this month.
There wasn't one? Okay. All right.
October 14th will be the next
one. The next one. Is that when they'll take up the Manhattan building?
I believe that was set for that meeting, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Thank you. And then our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. No report.
All right. Thank you. Not many ribbon cuttings either for Finance.
Nobody gets excited about that.
It does. Yeah, a couple times a year anyway. So. All right. We have no special committee reports this evening, and so we'll move on our agenda to our administrative reports from members of the administration. And we'll begin with Mayor Hedworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple items tonight. Director Brettinger is already at the AMP conference in Columbus, and I will be heading down there tomorrow morning. I would assume Jeff Vogelhuber from Distribution and Dean Kallenborn are there, too. They usually go each year, so. A lot of good stuff for those guys, too, with the separate breakout meetings that they attend. The other thing I wanted to mention, just the street projects continue, but everyone needs to keep in mind that with the weather predicted for the next 2 days, that's probably going to set some things back, so just be aware of that, especially Wednesday. It sounds like we're going to have lots of rain, so that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did set the date for trick-or-treat for Saturday, October 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. There were quite a few questions about that coming our way, so we decided to go ahead and set that date and make it official. OVWC North Star is continuing curb gutter work on Evergreen and Crestview, then they will move on to North Walnut and Maple for the same type of work as well. And that concludes my comments for this evening.
All right, thank you very much. Any questions, comments from Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Wheeler, do you know if any of the streets that are done with the concrete work, will they start asphalt before they're done with all the other concrete work, or do they need to get that all done?
I think, yeah, they'll need to get the basin work done, which is concrete.
Yeah.
So they'll most likely do the curbs and gutters as well during that time.
Just so, because I would expect something we're going to say, that's been done for 2 weeks on our street, where are they at, you know?
They'll finish up the concrete work, and then that asphalt, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take long to get started.
Very good. We do see comments about our streets on Facebook, so we appreciate people's opinions there. We're glad they have high standards and that they have come to have high expectations for our streets. So we appreciate that. All right. Mr. Brettinger from the Utilities Department is not here this evening, so I'll move on to our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
All right. Thanks very much. And likewise for our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride. And so for my report, I believe we have a couple of items we need to refer to the Planning Commission.
Yes, we do. We have a request for a rezoning at Union and Vine Streets. There's two different parcels there that they have requested that they get rezoned from R4 to C3. That's being requested by Monkey Weasel.
Well, that's descriptive. Okay.
Monkey Weasel Limited.
All right.
And then we also have a request for a street vacation for Union Street, again being requested by the same.
All right.
We've all been emailed that for review.
Where is Union Street?
Union is in between Starfire Gas Station and the car wash.
Oh, okay.
So it's just that little block. Half block. Would you consider it a block or a half block?
I'd say it's more of a half block. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the houses that are requesting rezoning are behind Starfire.
Okay.
Yep. it's basically an expansion project for Starfire where they would expand their area, including the potentially, I believe, the car wash.
Bell Store.
Oh, that's a Bell Store. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, unlimited demand for car washes in North Carolina.
And gas.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I do want to mention, council did receive a petition from residents in the Ward 4 area, I guess be phase 4 of the sidewalks that are being proposed there. So I just wanted to let everybody know we have received that petition. I didn't count how many names, but there were several people who signed that petition. And that is a valuable tool for council to know that there are residents that have concerns about an action that council has in mind. It is an imperfect tool. It only says here are the people who are opposed to this. It does not, of course, record the people who are very much hoping for that project to go through, and we hear from those people as well. And I do want to remind the community that we did have a broad-based group of citizens that participated in those meetings originally to put that sidewalk plan in place. Mayor Handwerk was involved. I think you were president of council,
I believe
at that time. Yeah. So a project like this, there's always going to be a lot of discussion, and there won't be unanimous agreement on whether or not to move forward. There will be opposition to projects like this. Council should expect that. There has been from the beginning. At the same time, while we have moved forward with the first three phases of that, those have been implemented, I think that's been very successful. And those are the things that we have to keep in mind is the overall benefit to everyone in the community. So we will review that petition, but again, the council at the same time should remember that a lot of people have expressed support for the project, and this whole sidewalk plan is the result of a broad-based meeting of citizens from all across the community that decided to move forward with that plan a number of years ago. So that's some of my thoughts on that. We'll leave time at the comments for the good of the order if anybody else wants to weigh in on that. It's not an agenda item this evening, but anyway, just wanted to let everybody know we have received that. So, all right, under old business then, we'll continue with that. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3721. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second. Mrs. Foy.
Orson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiritu.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3721. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2021 and declaring an emergency.
Questions, discussion, second reading.
I can go through it. We made two changes to the 2021 final appropriations. The first change is to make an allocation for the expenditures out of the American Rescue Fund. And the second change is for the unclaimed monies fund. So if any of the recipients come forward, we can make payments to them.
Any questions, discussion? Very good, we can move along then, thank you.
You don't need this to go three readings, is that correct?
No, I don't need the three readings. Okay. So it would be good if you could pass it this evening.
Thank you. Yes, knowing what it's about, knowing what's in there, we may have even passed this the last time. I think we were just moving on in the agenda. It's a pretty straightforward resolution. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boyd.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 3721 be adopted as read.
Second. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Boyd.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. That concludes our old business.
Resolution 3821. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Whitmer.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3821, a resolution authorizing the Director of Safety and Service to enter into a contract to provide for tax abatement for real property for McElroy Contract Packaging Incorporated and JMAC Properties LLC and declaring an emergency.
Perhaps Mr. Wheeler, do you have some comments on this?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. McElroy Packaging has requested an enterprise zone abatement for a 27,500 square foot addition to their building, which is currently located at 301 Collins Boulevard. They are requesting a 10-year 50% abatement. Total project cost is estimated between 2.2 and 2.5 million. The abatement would create 58,000 estimated, according to the Wayne County Auditor, in new property taxes, of which 29,000 would be abated annually. Steve McElroy, who is the president, Jeff Mendenhall, the operations manager, and Tim Bogner, the construction manager for Bogner Construction, are all here. If you would like, they will come up and kind of give you a brief overview of the project, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'd love to have that. Yeah, appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. President. We moved to Orrville in 2017 from Worcester. We've been there since 1978, and since that time, when we moved here in August of 17, we had 27 employees. Revenue was about $8.8 million. In August of 21, we have 41 employees. Our revenue is at 16. We're guessing our fiscal year ends October 31st. We're guessing that to be $16.4 million. So we're growing, and we're growing rather rapidly. We have outgrown our current space. This would effectively double our manufacturing space. We're committed to staying here for a long time, and we're excited about this, that we have certainly been blessed with growth, and looking forward to continuing that. I'll answer any questions as best I can.
Mr. McElroy, do you mind going over the overview of what your company does?
We are a corrugated sheet plant, which that means is the cardboard boxes you get from Amazon. That's our industry. That's what we do. We don't sell anything to Amazon, but that is what we do. It's a capital-intensive industry. The equipment to make that old cardboard box is rather expensive, rather large. But it's what we do. It's not the most exciting industry in the world, but for the past couple of years, it's been rather fun. I'd like to make it more exciting than that, but I can't.
You do make a wide variety of boxes. Some of them are very unique and really cool. So, yeah.
We do. We serve a pretty wide spectrum of a customer base. So
it is exciting. This box is not only bring joy in what's in them, but then the children.
That's the best toy ever. A big cardboard box.
Question.
Yes.
Is the addition for actual manufacturing, is that more storage? Is it a combination? What?
Combination.
Okay.
Combination. In order to maintain this pace of growth that we're at, we're going to have to add some more equipment. Okay? So we need that space. Our equipment is rather... If you're more than welcome to come out anytime. Give us a 15 minutes heads up and we'll make sure that we're there. But our building is rather cramped right now. Our equipment is kind of wedged in there.
Absolutely.
So this is going to help free some things up. We absolutely, in order to continue growth, we have to have more space.
Corrugated box line is like 90 feet long and 10 feet wide. So, I mean, you can see where just adding one would require more floor space.
Yes?
Just a couple questions. When you guys came here in 2017, mm-hmm. what was your driving factor of coming from Worcester to Orrville?
We needed more space. There was nothing available in Worcester, okay? When we started talking about building and moving and such things as that, the city of Orrville and Mike Hedberg in particular was very, very helpful. Our original plan was to build over in the industrial park, but a building came up kind of at the 11th hour. So we jumped on that, knowing that the property was there, that we would have the ability to expand. So it was in Worcester. Our old building was landlocked in a flood zone, and it was just not conducive to growth at all. It was, if we would have stayed in that particular location, we would probably be out of business.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean,
yeah.
I might be a little bit biased, but that's the best decision, business-wise, I think you made.
Yeah,
so, no, yeah, congrats on your growth.
Well, thank you.
That's one big thing. From 2017 to now, 27 and 41 employees.
I mean, yeah.
And in this type of employment, you know, climate, I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, from talking to the mayor, it sounds like you guys are a really good business partner. So, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the relationship. We really do. Yes, sir.
Just a comment and a question. I was on council when you came before us the first time, and, mm-hmm. and I know that we were flattered that you chose Oroville. We knew you wanted to grow, and you came here, you know, because there was an opportunity to grow mm-hmm. and future growth too. What I'm wondering is, did you expect that growth to come this quickly?
Maybe not at this pace, but yes, I kind of did, and that was just from a lot of staring at the ceiling at 3 o'clock in the morning figuring out how I'm going to do things. But no, we really did have a plan in place to grow. I think I can say that.
When you set forth the company goals, and part of it was adding on to our building within 5 years of being here, so that's where we're at.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
We've been working on the plan for a couple of years with what's the best way to add on to it and improve their flow and manufacturing processes mainly is the driving factor.
Yeah, if you would have seen where we were at in Worcester and the way we had literally had machinery wrapped around walls.
Even now.
So, and even now, it's really, really, really cramped. So.
The other thing this project will allow him to do is right now he has four dock doors that everything comes in and goes out of. Four dock doors. We're adding five dock doors on the other side of the building so that the raw material can come in one side, go through the machine, and then go out the other docks, so it'll hopefully help the productivity in the long run.
It most certainly will, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Came in with this question that you already answered it. So with the growth is mainly organic demand,
yeah.
And you would expect that to continue for long term?
I certainly hope so. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. Yes, I do. Our goal is, and what we anticipate, is 10% growth next year. We're putting everything in place to do that. When the pandemic hit, and maybe I'm oversharing here, we were prepared to have to start laying people off, and I had the wild idea that let's add salespeople instead of laying people off. So that's what we did 2 years ago. We've more than doubled our sales force, and it's paying off. So. Did it answer your question, sir? Yeah.
I'm assuming you're looking to continue hiring. At what point do you think you would be hiring, and what's that forecast over the next couple of years with this addition?
In the conversations we've had here, we know that over the next couple of years, we're going to have to add at least five more people, okay? But I can see it being more than that by the time it's all said and done.
And those would be in the shop type?
I would think we would have at least one more customer service rep. We are currently looking for another truck driver, and we would have to add some manufacturing help for sure. Again, our goal is to add equipment, so adding equipment requires more people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If you land the Amazon contract, we'll find more. We'll find it somewhere.
Right.
We'll build it.
That's good. Well, it's it. I love these stories, and I love how our administration works with our local businesses. And like you said, the relationship is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really makes things work here. And the partnership, I think, is really important to us. And it's great for council to see all those ideas and plans of our own, how they actually get put into place. And So I appreciate Mr. Hedberg's involvement and administration, the mayor, and Mr. Wheeler, and Ms. Grimlin, and Mr. Redeker as well. I know that all of them, you know, are very invested and care about your company and how things are going for you. And, of course, any of us are available if you ever need anything.
Sure. Thank you.
So, yeah. But thanks for your continued investment here.
No problem at all. Thank you.
If possible, Mr. President, we'd like to approve this tonight. McElroy is anxious to get started to breaking ground still yet this year. I think they're hopeful to actually begin in October. So if at all possible, we'd love to have this agreement approved so they can move forward.
Mr. President, I feel this has been well explained, and it's certainly a reasonable request. It's got pluses all over it, and I can't see any minuses with it. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mosley seconds.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanberg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3821 be adopted as read.
Second.
I believe Mr. Hanberg was in there first.
Oh, yeah. He beat me.
Photo finish.
Hanberg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you. That concludes our new business for this evening. Now we'll move on to the good of the order. Anyone have any comments for the good of the order? Yes, Mr. Wilson.
One question back to the sidewalk discussion. Last meeting, we said the engineering was in, and we were going to be doing a open house for those residents to discuss those. Any decision on that date, anticipation of date?
So the staff engineer has relooked at all of the plans, has made some slight changes to them, so they are back to the engineer. Once the engineer has those back to us in final form, then we'll work with Mr. Mosley on a committee meeting or whatever you guys think is appropriate to get that public open house scheduled. That open house then allows the plans available for citizens to come in, see what the layout looks like on their property, as well as get an estimated cost on what that would be for them as well.
Okay. Anyone else? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Mr. Orson moves.
Second.
I believe the second, Mrs. Bittman.
Ms.
Spears? Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanberg?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you very much. Our next meeting will be October 4th, 2021. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts, isn't it?
It is 27.